This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iran says it had conducted a satellite launch into its highest orbit yet, the latest for a program the West fears improves Tehran's ballistic missiles. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The announcement comes as heightened tensions grip the wider Middle East over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and just days after Iran and Pakistan exchanged airstrikes in each other's countries. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency said the satellite was placed in an orbit some 750 kilometers above the Earth with a three-stage rocket. The report said the launch was part of Iran's Revolutionary Guard space program alongside Iran's civilian space program. UN sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program expired last October. The U.S. Intelligence Community's 2023 Worldwide Threat Assessment said the development of satellite launch vehicles shortens the timeline for Iran to develop an intercontinental ballistic missile. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United Nations says that women and children are the main victims of the Israel-Hamas war, with 16,000 killed so far. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The United Nations Agency Promoting Gender Equality has said an estimated two Palestinian mothers lose their lives every hour since the war began. In a recently released report, the agency pointed to gender inequality and the burden on women fleeing the fighting with children and being displaced again and again. UNICEF communication specialist Tess Ingram, who has just come back from Gaza, said a baby is born into the war every 10 minutes in horrifying conditions.
Nurse Webda has performed emergency cesareans on six dead women in the last 8 weeks.
Gaza's health ministry says nearly 25,000 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. In Israel, around 1,200 people were killed during the October 7 attack by Hamas. I'm Karen Shamus.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.